Shalom to all. Today's office bomb is Daf Chav Dalet, and we are starting about the ninth line with the word Tanya. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah, and Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Chmiel Mardechai Ben Chaim His Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about Shidus Rav Shimon Elazar from the Mishnah that called clay on Puria. If a person finds a clay on Puria, which is new kelim that a person didn't grow accustomed to yet, so that belongs to the finder and they don't have to be announced. I think we're continuing Tanya. We have a brass and Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar agrees. Became Chadash Mishas Savasana Ayin with new kelim that the person already got accustomed to. Shechayv LaHachriz that the finder would have to announce them. Now, by Elohim Kelim Chadashim Shol Isavasan Ayin, the following are considered new Kalim that a person has not yet grown accustomed to. She'eni Chayv LaHachriz, that if a person finds them, he does not have to announce them. Kigan, for example, Badi Machin Vitzinarios, hooks or poles of needles and of forked needles that are used for spinning gold thread, Umachrez Shakadumais, and strings of axes. Kol Eush Amru, all these that they said, Imusan Mutarim, when are they allowed to be kept? Bizbancham Matan Echor Echor, that's only if he found them one at a time. Aval Matan Shanaim Shanaim, but if he found two of them together, Chayv LaHachriz, then one would have to announce them. Now, we just ask, my Bade, what exactly is this word bade? As we said, bade machtin vetsinarius. And the answer is shuchi. It really means branches. In other words, something to hang something else on. Vamai karle badi, why is it called badi? That's because davar de tali be midi, something that we hang something else on, bad karule, it's called bad. Heud nan hasma gets taught in Mishnah over there in regards to haravais, Allah echad bad echad, one leaf on one branch. And the leaf is hanging on the branch. So these bade machtin vetsinarius is like a pole of sorts that's used for putting needles on. Also says, if a person saves an item from a lion, a bear, a leopard, or a bardalus, which some translate as hyena, or from the tide of the sea that's pulling it away, or from the overflow of the river, or someone who finds an item in a large area or a public square, or any place where there's many people there, belongs to him. That's because the owners give up hope from them, and therefore the finder is allowed to keep it. Now, by the way, they ask the following set of questions, and pay attention to these five questions. When Rav Shimon Elazar says that a person's allowed to keep an item that he finds in a place that Rabbi Mitzuyin Shum, that there's a lot of people there, the Rav Kananim, did he say that only in a place where the majority of the people here are non-Jews, Aval Brev Yisrael Loi, but if the majority of people here are Yidden, then he's not allowed to keep it, or though perhaps Afil Brev Yisrael Nami Amar. Maybe he also says that one's allowed to keep this item, even though it's in a place where there's Rav Yisrael. And in Tim Salmer Afil Brev Yisrael Nami Amar, if you want to say that even where it's Rav Yisrael, Rav Shimon Elazar allows a person to keep this item, well, here's our next question, Pligi Rabban Olei Olei Pligi. Do the Rabban argue with him, or do they not argue with him? And here's our third question, Vim Tim Salmer Pligi. If you want to say the Chum do argue with him, so we would say that Rav Yisrael Vade Pligi, that they for sure argue with him in a case of Rav Yisrael, that if a person finds something in an area that has tons of Yidden, he's not allowed to keep it. But Rav Kananim Pligi, or Lai Pligi, do they argue in the case of Rav Kananim or not? And Vintim Salmer Pligi, I feel Rav Kananim. If you want to say the Chum argue, even in case of Rav Kananim, Halacha Kamaisai, ain't Halacha Kamaisai. Is Halacha like him, or is Halacha not like him? And Vintim Salmer Halacha Kamaisai, even if you want to say the Halacha is like him, Dafka Rav Kananim, is it only a situation where it's Rav Kananim, and that's where we say the fellow's allowed to keep the item? I feel Rav Yisrael, or even a place where it's Rav Yisrael, the fellow's allowed to keep the item. But from now till the end of the daf, we're going to be trying to find rayas for this. Tashma even attempted raya. We have a raya that says, about the midrashos. If a person finds money in a shul or in a base medrash, or any place where there's rabim there, it belongs to him. Because the owner gave up hope of finding it. Now, who do we know definitely goes basar rive? Meaning, who says that if it's a place where there's a lot of people there, you're allowed to keep the object? Rav Shimon Elazar. It's Rav Shimon Elazar. And therefore, Shamas Mino, we see from here, I feel Rav Yisrael Nami, that even if the majority of the people over here are Yidden, the item's still allowed to be kept. Because the Braisa says, Rab Mitzuyim Sham, you're allowed to keep it. And the Braisa also says, Batik Nesiyas Batim Yidrashas, which is referring to Yidden. So must be the Rav Shimon Elazar holds, Afil Barav Yisrael. That's an answer to one of our questions. So Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. Hachmaskin, what are we talking about over here? Mifuzarin, where the money is spread out and there's no simin, and that's why you're allowed to keep it. Asking where Mifuzarin, if it's scattered all over the place, then my area of Makam Sharab Mitzuyim Sham, why is he Dafka have to say that it's a place where there's Rabim over there? Afil Ain Rab Mitzuyim Sham. Even if there is no Rabim there, there's not a lot of people there, you're still allowed to keep it because it's scattered all over and there's no simin. So Gemara says, right, El Olam Betzurin. The Braisa is talking about where the money was bundled, so it's not scattered. And Hachmaiskin, what are we talking about over here? But Batik Nesiyas Shel Kananim is gathering places of non-Jews, and therefore we're actually talking about a non-Jewish place and not a Jewish place. But you ask, Batik Midrashas Michael Meimar, what about the part of the Braisa that says that if you find this money in a base medrash, how are we able to explain that? Goyim don't have Batik Midrashas, they have Batik Nesiyas, areas where they literally are kindness, where they gather together, but what about a base medrash? So Gemara answers, Batik Midrashas Yidon, it's our Batik Midrashim, the Yasbu Kananim, the Goyim sit in because they're the Shimrim, they're the watchmen. And therefore, the reason why you're allowed to keep this money, even though it's bundled, is because it probably fell from the Goy and not necessarily that it fell from the Yid. And Hashda Aslahachi, once we came to this answer, we could also say, Batik Nesiyas Namidi Dun, that the Batik Nesiyas that we're talking about in this Braisa are referring to our shoals, the Yasbu Kananim, that Kananim are in because they're the watchmen. So we don't have any riot from this Braisa. Think more times another riot, Tashma, we have a mission that says, Matzah Ba'aveda, if an Aveda is found in a city that has Yidden and Goyim in it. Imrav Yisrael, if the majority of the city is Yidden, Chayv Al-Hachriz, that has to be announced. Imrav Kananim, if the majority outside of the city is Goyim, he doesn't have to announce it. Now, Man Shamas Leita Amar Zlina Basar Ruba, who do we know goes Basar Raiv, goes Basar a lot of people? Reb Shimon Elazar. It's Reb Shimon Elazar. And Shamas Mo, we see from here, Kikar Reb Shimon Elazar, where Reb Shimon Elazar say that you're allowed to keep an item and you don't have to announce it, Barev Kananim. That's only in a place that's majority Kananim. Alvo Barev Yisrael, Loi. But if it's majority Yedin, no. Because it's Mishnah, which seems to be Reb Shimon Elazar, clearly says, Chayv Lahachriz, if it's a place that's majority Yedin. So Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. Hamani Rabbanan he. This Mishnah is actually the Rabbanan and not Reb Shimon Elazar. So Gemara asks, if that's so, Tishem, you know, let's at least learn from here, the modulator Rabbanan Reb Shimon Elazar, that the Rabbanan agreed Reb Shimon Elazar, Barev Kananim, that if it's a place that's Rev Kananim, that you are allowed to keep it. Because that was one of our questions. So Gemara says, actually, you're right. El Oilam Reb Shimon Elazar he. Really, let's say this Mishnah is Reb Shimon Elazar. Vafila Barev Yisrael Nami, even if it's a place of Rev Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. Bahakamai Eskina, and over here, the reason why it's not allowed to be kept, even though it's Rev Yisrael, is Betamon. That's because it was hidden, and that's why it has to be returned. As somewhere, Ibetamon, if it was hidden under something, by a Vitegabe, so what's the lost object doing by him? It's not a lost object. It was hidden, and clearly it was put there by the owner. Vatanan, we've Mishnah says, Matsakli Ba'ashma Machusa, if a person finds a Kli in the garbage, but it was covered over, Lo Yigabai, he shouldn't touch it, because the owner obviously put it there, and it's not considered lost. Whereas Magul, if he finds it revealed, if it's open, so then Naitul Machris, he should take it and announce it. So why does this guy have the item in the first place? If it was covered over in the garbage, he shouldn't have touched it, and he should have waited till the owner came back. The answer is, Kedam Rav Papa, it's like what Rav Papa said in regards to something else. Ba'ashma She'ino Sui Lefanois, we're talking about a garbage dump that's not usually cleared away. And they decide to clear it away now. Hachanam Soto over here, we're talking about Ba'ashba She'ino Sui Lefanois. Really, it's a garbage dump that's not usually cleared away. And therefore, the fellow hid his item in there, intending to come back later to get it. However, for whatever reason, the municipality decided to clear it away now. And a different yid is walking by and he sees this item getting uncovered because it's getting cleared away. So it's in this unique situation. Since it's a city that's Rev Yisrael, the fellow has to announce it. But still, it's possible to say in Rav Shimon Elazar that even if it's a city that has Rev Yisrael and this is just a regular Aveda and it's not in this unique situation that it's in the garbage dump, one would be allowed to keep it. Alternatively, we could say that really the Mishnah is Rabbanon, but it's still not a right that Rabbanon gets Rav Shimon Elazar because Mikitani Hein Shaloi, does it say in this Mishnah that it belongs to him if it's a city of Rev Kananim in Chayv L'Hachriz Kitani? It just says that he doesn't have to announce it, which means V'yaniach, he would have to leave it there V'yaseh Yisrael, and if Yid comes along V'yav Be'simon and he gives a simon V'shakel son, he could take it. So there's no right from this Mishnah either which way. So we have another attempted answer. Tashma to Amr Rabasi. Rabasi says, if a person finds a barrel of wine in a city that's populated by a majority of non-Jews, he's allowed to keep it because of Metzia, because he could assume it belongs to a guy, but it's Asur Ba'na, because he has to assume that this wine belongs to the guy. Now, let's say Yid comes along and gives a simon, the fellow who found it is allowed to now drink it, because he's allowed to keep it, so it's his, and now that he found out that it's a Yid's, so he's allowed to drink this Yid's wine. Now, come on, who's this like Reb Shimon Elazar? It's clearly like Reb Shimon Elazar. Shmam, you know, we clearly learn from here, Kikam Reb Shimon Elazar, where did Reb Shimon Elazar say is din? Barev Kananim, only in an area that has majority non-Jews. Ahol Barev Yisrael, loy. But if it's a city that has majority Yidin, he would not be allowed to keep it. So Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Reb Shimon Elazar, afilu Barev Yisrael, nami ka'amar. We could even tell you that Reb Shimon Elazar says is din, that even if it's a place of Barev Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. Rav Asi sarvalei kavasei b'chada, upalagalei b'chada. And Rav Asi agrees with Reb Shimon Elazar in one of his dinim, meaning in regards to the city of Rev Kananim, but he argues with him in one of his dinim, namely in regards to Rev Yisrael. So once again, we don't have a raya for Shitas Reb Shimon Elazar. Now we just ask on this. Once you're saying that this barrel of wine is asur ba'na, mutar's mishum mitzia l'may hilchasa, in regards to what halacha are you saying that it's mutar because of mitzia? In essence, you're telling him that he can't really use it because you're telling this fellow that found the barrel of wine, you're allowed to keep it. Yay, win for you! But you can't do anything with it because asur ba'na. What's the point of telling him that? So Rav Ashi says, look, Ankana, we're talking about the barrel. You can't use the wine, but you could use the barrel. Now we have a story that's going to try to provide an answer to one of these questions. Hu gavra, there was a fellow that ashkech arba zuzim tzar besedina v'shadu b'nahar biron. He found four zuzim wrapped up in a cloth, and they were thrown into the river Biron. Also, came to Rav Yehuda, came to Rav Yehuda. Amrle, Rav Yehuda told him, Zil Achriz, you have to go and announce it. So, the question is, Vazuta Shalyamhu? This is considered Zuta Shalyam. It's like the tide of the sea pulled it away, and he found it. And it's the same thing with the river. If you find something in a river, you should be allowed to keep it. So, the Gemara answer is no. Shani Nahar Biron. Nahar Biron specifically is different than all the rivers. Kivan the Miskal, since there's different obstacles and dams in the river, Loi Miyayish, the fellow who lost it is not Miyayish, because he figures that it's going to get stopped by one of the obstacles or the dams, and these are man made obstacles. They're not just regular obstacles that you find in river. These are things that are put there on purpose, and we're going to see in a moment why that is. So a fellow's not going to give up hope. As the Gemara of Aruba Kananim Nenu. The majority of people in this whole area are Kananim, and Shema Mino, it seems to be that we learn from here, Ein Halacha Reb Shimon Elazar, Afilu Barev Kananim, that the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon Elazar, even in a place that's Rev Kananim, because Rabbi Yehuda said that the person has to announce it. So the Gemara answers that no. Shani Nahar Biron, Nahar Biron is different. The Yisrael Sachrule, the Yisrael Karule. The Yidden were the one who dammed it up in the first place, and they put the obstacles there, and that was in order to be able to catch fish. And Yisrael Karule means that they dredge it, they clean it out from time to time as well, and therefore, Kim the Yisrael Sachrule, since the Yidden are the ones that dammed it in the first place, guys, and they're the ones that put the obstacles there. Amar, one who finds it has to say Mishrael Nafal, that it fell from a Yid, and Mikim Yisrael Karule, since Yid didn't clean out the river as well, Loi Miyayish, a fellow who loses it, it's not going to be Miyayish, because he figures a Yid is going to find it. And that's why in this particular instance, the money has to be announced. And we have another story of Yehuda Havashakov Azal Basri de Mar Shmuel, Beshuka de Beidisa. Rabbi Yehuda was going after Mar Shmuel in the Shuk, in the marketplace of Beidisa, which means the cereal marketplace. Now, this is not referring to boxes of post cereal like Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles. It means it was a crushed grain marketplace. And normally he asked Shmuel, Matakan Arniki, let's say a wallet is found here. Mahu wants it in. So normally he told him, Ari Ushaloi, it's the finders. He's allowed to keep it. So Rabbi Yehuda continued asking him, Mahu, what about if a Yid comes along and gives him a simon proving that it's his? So Amalei told him, Chayav lahachzer, so he has to return it. So Rabbi Yehuda asked him, Tarti, are you saying both of these dinim? They contradict each other. On one hand, you're saying he's allowed to keep it. On the other hand, you're saying if a fellow comes to give a simon, he has to give it back. Well, if he's allowed to keep it, he doesn't have to give it back, even if a simon is given. So Amalei Shmuel told him, Lefnim Yishur Sedin, I mean that he has to return it if he wants to go beyond the letter of the law. Kyodavud Shmuel, this is just like the father of Shmuel, Ashkechan Achami de Madbara, he found these donkeys out in the field, out in the wild, Rajinul Marayu, and he returned them to their master. Lebasar Chaser Yachishasa, and this was even 12 months after they were lost, and there was for sure Yish over there, still Lefnim Yishur Sedin, he returned them Lefnim Yishur Sedin beyond the letter of the law. And we have a story similar to Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, Rava Havashakova Azal Basri, Rav Nachman, Beshukat de Galdoi, Rava was going after Rav Nachman in the leather marketplace, Ramilon, and some say Beshukat de Rabbanon, it was Rabbanon's marketplace, and normally he asked him, Matzakan Arne Kimahu, let's say a wallet is found over here. So Amalei told him, Harry Yishalai belongs to him because it was Rav Kinanim over there. But he continued asking, Bais Rav Nasa Basimin Mahu, let's say Yid comes along and gave a simon, what's a halacha? So Amalei told him, Harry Yishalai, it still belongs to him. He doesn't have to return it to the Yid. But Rav continued asking him, like, Amin of Tzavach, the guy's standing and yelling, saying that it's mine. So he answered, who cares? It's as if the fellow is yelling or crying about his house that fell down or his ship that's sinking at sea. And there's nothing to do about it. Once a guy's house falls down, so you could cry as much as you want about it, but you're not going to get your house back unless, of course, insurance is going to rebuild it for you. And it's the same thing over here. The guy's crying over spilled milk. He lost his wallet and replaced his Rev Kananim. Someone found it. And even though he sees the guy found his wallet and he's giving a simon, it doesn't make a difference. He lost out on his wallet. And another story, Ahu Dayoi, there was a vulture, the Shuckle Bisser Beshuka. It grabbed a piece of meat from the marketplace, Vishadi Bitsanais to the Bar Marioin, and it threw it among the palm trees of this fellow called Bar Marioin. And also, this Bar Marioin fellow came to Abai, and Amalei Abai told him, Zil Shkoil Anafshach, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. Now we point out, but Ruba de Yisrael Ninhu, this area was majority Yidden, and Shami Shmona seems to be learned from here, Halach Rav Shimon Elazar, Afil Rav Yisrael. That the Halach Rav Shimon Elazar, even in a place where it's Rav Yisrael, you're allowed to keep an item. Some more answers, no, that's not a raya. Shani Dayoi, when a vulture takes something that's totally different, Dechazuti Shal Yam Dami, that's like when the tide of the ocean washes something away. Because once a vulture grabs your meat, he's going to fly away with it, and you're probably never going to see it again. As the Gemara, hold on a second, we have another issue. Of Amar Rav, Rav says, Basar Shana Salman Ayin Usser. The meat which has been hidden away from the eye is Usser. This is why we have to have a Hechshra on meat, and it always has to be wrapped and double wrapped and have a special plumb on it, which is that really cool 3D sticker that you always find on your meat package, and that's to ensure that the meat wasn't switched out for not kosher meat. Well, maybe this vulture did the same. Maybe he grabbed a piece of kosher meat, went to his meat storage place, took a different piece of meat, and then dropped it among the palm trees of Bar Marioin. So why is he allowed to keep it? So our answer is about Amid Vareihu. We're talking about where this Bar Marioin fellow saw the vulture grab a piece of meat from a kosher butcher, fly over his palm trees, and drop that piece of meat there. So it's not Basar Shana Salman Ayin. Another story, Rav Chanina Matzah Gidi Shachar Bein Tiberia L'Tzipayri V'Tirulai. Rav Chanina found a shechted goat in between Tiberia and Tzipayri, and they permitted it to him. And Amar Vamiravami clarifies, Hitirulai Mishum Mitziah. They allowed him to keep it because of Mitziah. It's considered a lost object that he's allowed to keep. Kareb Shimon Elazar, just like Kareb Shimon Elazar. As Kareb Shimon Elazar said, B'makam Shurayv Kananim, he's allowed to keep it. And Mishum Shechita, Kareb Chanani Ben Ashur Rabbi Yaseh Glili. He's allowed to eat it and assume that the Shechita was a kosher Shechita, like what Rabbi Chananya's son Rabbi Yaseh Glili said. Zitanyu of Ebraisa, Harisha Avdulai Gidia Vitarna Gailov. Let's say a person lost his goats or chickens, Bahalach, and then he went, Mitzan Shechut, and he found that they were Shechted. So Rabbi Yehuda Isra, Rabbi Yehuda answers them. Or Rabbi Chanani Ben Ashur Rabbi Yaseh Glili Matir, he allows. And I'm a Rebbe, Rebbe said, Nirin Devi Rabbi Yehuda Kshimitzan Ba'ashba, it's seeming to go like Rabbi Yehuda when they were found in the garbage, because we can assume that they were shechted, but it turned out to be a not kosher shechita, and that's why the fellow threw them in the garbage. We follow what he said, Kshimitzan Ba'ayis, when they were found in a house. Now, what do we see from here? Since they permitted him to keep it, even in regards to shechita, meaning that it was kosher shechita and he was allowed to eat it, well, that means that Rubi Yisrael Ninhu, then the majority of people here are Yidden, and that's why you can trust the shechita, and Shabbos Shimon seems to be learned from here that Allah Kribshim and Allah are filled by Yisrael, that Allah Kribshim and Allah are even in a place where it's Rav Yisrael. So Rava said that no, that's not a raya. Rav Kananim, the majority of the people in this area were actually non-Jews, but Rav Tabachi Yisrael, the majority of the butchers, meaning the majority of the people that could shecht something, were Yidden. And that's why when this animal is found, in terms of Mitziah, we assume it's a guy's, but in terms of the Shechita, we assume that a Yid shechted it, and that's why it's even kosher to be eaten. Another story of Ami Ashkach Pargias Shkutais Bein Tver L'Tzipayri. Rav Ami found young birds that were shechted, and this was in between Tver and Tzipayri. And also, Kamed Ravasi, Kim Travasi, Va'amrilon, some say, Lakamed Rav Yechanan, Kim Rav Yechanan, Va'amrilon, some say, Be Medrasha, that he came to the base Medrash. Va'amrilon, they told him, Zil Shkoil Anafshach, take it for yourself. And Rav Yitzchak Naf Nafcha Ashech Kibura. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha found a whole ball of string, the Azli Be'az Luye, that trappers weave nets with. And also, come to Rabbi Yechanan, he came to Rabbi Yechanan, and some say, Rabbi Majasha, that he came to the Beis Medrash, and they told him, Zel Shkoil Nafshach, you could take it for yourself, it's yours. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.